Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for who you are. You are our King, and we are here to lift you up. And we want you to get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we are so thankful that you look at us and you consider us your own, and that you died for us and you saved us. And all we can do is say thank you and trust in you. Open our hearts this morning that we continue to worship through the preaching and teaching of God's words. Fill Cal with your spirit so that he could use this sermon to transform our lives and change us and to send us out into the world with more of you inside of us. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, and all God's people said, amen.
Amen. Well, good morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. If you're glad you're here, put a smile on your face. If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, then you're... Yeah, if you're happy and you know it, shout amen.
Amen.
I want to give you, before we get started, how many of y'all get our Baptist State paper, the Baptist and Reflector? Keep them way up here. Do y'all know the church provides this for you? And you need to get it so you'll know what's going on in our Baptist... in our state. There's about a dozen of y'all, I guess, that get it. And everybody in here, our church pays for the subscription. So all you need to do is notify us and let us know that you want one. And here's the news for this week. And y'all, I'm not bragging on you. I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on Jesus. But did you know we were in the top 100 churches of the state for cooperative program giving? And when I say cooperative program, that means we cooperate with 3,000 other Tennessee Baptist churches, and we send 10% of tithe up to Nashville every month. You're also in the top 100 of the golden offering, the state offering that we take up. Yeah, in September, you're in the top 100 there. Some of y'all are so impressed. I can just tell by looking at you. You don't have a clue. And guess what? Here's the most important one. We were in the top 100 in baptisms in the state. Now look around. We've only got a couple hundred folks here. And most of these churches have like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000 people in their church. So God is using Second Mile Church for His glory. Hallelujah. Some of y'all will get that one of these days, and you'll get excited about it. Praise the Lord. We are in, now, y'all know what this week is, right? This is Breaker Rock Beach Week. This is Vacation Bible School Week, okay? And the kids are going to be learning about God's rock solid truth in a world of shifting sand. By the way, your children and your grandchildren are being indoctrinated. They're being taught truths that don't line up. They're being taught half-truths that don't line up with God's Word. Like never before in the history of our nation, since I've been here anyways, man, we are up against it and we need to know what truth is. And so we're going to be pouring truth into our children this week. And so the theme verse, by the way, is for the week is Romans 12 and verse 2. And so I'm going to be preaching on Romans 12, 1 and 2. And this is a fabulous passage of Scripture. I mean, it is fabulous. It is glorious. And everybody in here, if you came with a sense of anticipation and expectation, God's going to speak to everybody here. Now, if you're not expecting that, He's not going to. But if you came with that sense of anticipation and expectation and you're full of the Spirit of Almighty God, He's going to speak to you. Hallelujah. So be finding Romans 12, and we'll read verses 1 and 2. And when you find that, let's stand as we honor God's Word. Can we do that today? If you're there, you're up, right? Okay. I beseech ye therefore, brethren. Can you say sistren? It kind of sounds like a cistern when you say that, but anyways, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And here's the Bible verse for the week. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good. Say good.
Good.
And acceptable. Say acceptable.
Acceptable.
And perfect. Say perfect.
Perfect.
Will of God. Hallelujah. Billy Walker, we love you. We're praying for you and your family. Would you ask the Lord to just extra bless the word this morning?
Father, we come before you this morning, sheep of your pasture. We're here, we're listening. Lord, I pray for Cal. I don't pray that you fill him with boldness, Lord. I pray that you fill him with something much greater, much stronger than that. I pray that you would fill him with the love of Christ.
Yes, Father.
The most powerful force on the planet. Fill him with your love. Your servants are listening. In Christ's name.
Hallelujah. Please be seated. I want to talk to you about God's rock solid truth today. God's rock solid truth. And we're living in a day when we do need to understand what truth is. Do you know, you not only need to know what you believe, you need to know why you believe what you believe. Because we are living in a day and in a time where truth is under attack. And your kids, just sit down and talk to your kids and your grandkids. And just ask them what they're hearing at school, at the ballpark, at recreation. Just ask them, what are they hearing? And you'll be shocked and amazed. And so that's what we're trying to do this week with our kids. We're trying to pour God's truth into them, so that they will not only understand the truth, they'll know the truth. And you all know from last year, if you know the truth, what's going to happen? Yeah, the truth's going to set you free. So that's what we're looking at this morning, God's rock solid truth. Now, you see that phrase, I beseech you? That means to call to one side, to call to one side. It literally means to exhort someone. So what is this passage of Scripture exhorting? What's the exhortation? To surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That's what we're talking about. That's why we sing, I surrender all. To surrender everything to Him. Now, I know surrender is not a good word in American society and culture, right? We don't want to give up anything. But in the Christian economy, in the kingdom of God, victory comes through surrender. Obedience to Christ. Total surrender comes through your relationship with Christ. If you're willing to surrender everything. Well, how do I do that? How does somebody surrender everything? Well, he says here in verse 1, by the what? The mercies of God. The mercies of God. Think about the mercy of God for a minute. You've been set, if you're a believer, you've been set free from the penalty of sin. You are never going to be hauled into God's courtroom and pronounced guilty for your sin because Jesus paid the price for you. Hallelujah, what mercy that is. And then you've been set free from the power of sin. Sin doesn't hold any power over you any longer. Here's a good word, church. You don't have to sin. We don't have to sin. And so think about that. We've been set free from the power of sin. And then one day we're even going to be set free from the presence of sin. We're saved to sin no more. You've been given wisdom and strength. You've got peace that passes all understanding. You've got love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You've got all the fruits of the Spirit. Man, you've got life eternal and you've got life abundant. The mercies of God. Let me ask you a question. If somebody took your place and died for you, would you not owe them your life? Well, I know someone who's paid the price and died for everybody in this room. His name is Jesus. And he gave his all for us, so we ought to give our all for him. Somebody stand up and shout. Hallelujah. So, here's what we're supposed to surrender. Three things. I'm going to give them to you up front. Our body. Say, uh-oh. Our mind and our will. So let's unpack those three things quickly. First of all, we surrender our body to God. He says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. Now, the Jewish folks that are hearing and reading this passage of Scripture from the Apostle Paul, this is language that they're familiar with, because every Jewish family from time to time had to bring an offering. They had to bring a sacrifice to the priest in order to be forgiven of their sin and for their sins to be covered. They had to bring an animal, and then they give that animal to the priest, and the priest would slay that animal, drain all the blood from it, and then lay that entire animal up on the altar. And if everything was done the way the Word of God says it was supposed to be done, then that sacrifice would be pleasing to God, and fire would consume the sacrifice. Paul says, present your bodies a living sacrifice. Not a dead sacrifice, a living sacrifice. That's an oxymoron almost, isn't it? What he's talking about here is laying down our lives for the glory of God. Giving our bodies to the Lord 24/7. Do you know what 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, I've quoted this many times for us. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which you have from God? You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirits, which are God's. You know, before we got saved, we treated our bodies like a tavern. We did all kinds of things in and about our bodies that didn't glorify God. But now that you're one of His, we are to present our body each and every day holy and acceptable to God. Now, the only way you can live a holy life is to have the Spirit of God in you. That's it's not my holiness, it's the holiness of Christ Jesus that's living in me. And so you have within you the power to be a living sacrifice. Well, I still don't get it, Brother Cal. What are you talking about? Well, every morning, this is what I do. You don't have to do what I do, but this helps me. And it might help some of you. But in my quiet times in the morning with the Lord, I'll ask Him to fill me with His Spirit. And here's what I say about my body. I say, Lord, here's my hands. Here's my feet. Here's my arms. They're not strong as they used to be, but they get the job done. Here's my legs. Here's my mouth. Here's my eyes. Here's my ears. I surrender my body for your glory today. And we put all kinds of things in our body. We do things with our body to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ 24/7. Can I tell you a quick story about this week? I put it on Facebook. Some of you read it. But Kevin Kennedy Law Firm has interns in every year about this time. And he teaches special classes for them, brings in speakers and preachers and blah, blah, blah. And he just pours into these young kids. They're graduates of high school. Some of them are in college. Some of them are going to law school. And so Kevin called me and said, could you come over here and speak to our interns on Friday afternoon about 2:00? I said, I'll be there. So I walk in, and I mean, it's hot as blue blazes in this little bitty room. There's 45 young people packed in there. And so Kevin introduces me and then walks out. Well, before I'd gotten over there, you know what I asked God to do? Lord, take control of my mind. Take control of my mouth. Take control of my ears, my eyes, my hands, my feet. I just want to present my body a living sacrifice to these boys and these girls. And you know what God did? He saved 7 folks that day. Hallelujah. And y'all, I'm not anybody special. But I promise you, if you'll present your body a living sacrifice, God will bless you. And He will use you. And look at the last part of this verse. This blows me. Which is your reasonable service? That word reasonable means rational. Hello? It just makes sense to surrender my body to Christ. He gave His body for me. Why shouldn't I give my body for Him? And then that word service, that's the word we use for worship. And I just want to tell you, we do such a disservice to the word worship. Most of us think, when I say the word worship, what do you think about? Right up here, right? And right out there on Sunday morning. Worship happens 24/7 for the believer. Worship happens in the way that you live your life. Young people, worship happens at the schoolhouse. Worship happens at your house, in my house. Worship happens on Monday morning at work. Worship happens at the grocery store. Worship happens at the department store. Bless God, worship happens out at the mall. Amen, Dwight Dixon? Worship happens everywhere we go, 24/7. And so we're to offer our bodies, we're to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Him. This is our reasonable act of worship. So let's make the commitment today to surrender our body to the Lord. And then secondly, we're to surrender our mind to the Lord. Now, do you know what controls your body? Your mind. Watch this. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, I want you to circle that word conform. Well, That would be almost being akin to the Antichrist for some of you all to write in your Bible. But just circle or remember those two words, conform and transform. And the first thing he's talking about, do not be conformed to this world. Wow. And that word there is talking about adapting and believing in the beliefs, the behavior, the worldview of the world that we live in. Y'all all know what a chameleon does. A chameleon changes his colors so he can adapt to the environment. And bless God, that's what a lot of Christians do. Oh, I didn't come to hear that today. Remember, we're preaching truth, folks. We're supposed to look like Jesus, not like the world. We're to be in the world, but not of the world. I've shared this with y'all before, but it's probably been 2 or 3 years, so you've probably forgotten it. But one day I was in the grocery line, and I was waiting on the cashier. Now, this was before they had all these self-checkout deals at the grocery store. And so I'm waiting on the cashier. There's 2 people in front of me, and I'm waiting patiently, and I've got my grocery cart there, and there's a big rack right beside me. And I look over there, and oh, my goodness. Star magazine. And guess who's on the cover? A half-dressed Britney Spears. And can I just make a confession? I thought about getting a second glance. But praise the Lord, I didn't do that. And right below the Star magazine, there was these Snickers candy bars on sale. And they're about 1.5 times the regular size of Snickers bars. Hey, in October, get me some Snicker candy bars, okay? And so I picked that Snickers bar up and I began to look at it. Boy, it looked good. And then all of a sudden, right in behind me, some lady said, "Hello, Brother Cal." And can I tell you how glad I was that I was looking at a Snickers bar instead of Britney Spears half-dressed. You see, we're not to be conformed by the world, but we're to be transformed. Now, transformed, this is the word metamorphosis. You all know what that is. A transformation should take place. And y'all all know, you know, man, I saw a caterpillar inching around the pool at my house the other day. And those things are the slimiest, greenest, ugliest looking little creatures. How many of y'all love to just play with caterpillars? That's what I thought. But you know what a caterpillar does, right? They'll climb up in a tree and they'll begin to spin a cocoon. And they're in that cocoon for quite a while. But something amazing happens. A metamorphosis, a transformation takes place in that cocoon. And when the time's right, that caterpillar busts out of that cocoon. And what are you looking at? A beautiful, gorgeous butterfly. You see, that caterpillar was transformed into a butterfly. And the butterfly became all it was supposed to be on the outside because the transformation took place on the inside. Hello? And when Jesus gets on the inside, man, he starts doing a work. And he transforms us. How does he do that? I'm so glad you asked. Look at the verse of Scripture again. Y'all, isn't this passage of Scripture awesome? I mean, it blesses my soul. Transformed by the what? The renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind. That's what we're doing this week. How many of y'all have heard of the old garbage in, garbage out principle? Whatever you're putting into your mind is going to get down into your heart, and then one of these days you're going to open that mouth and you're going to speak what's already deep down in your heart. Well, all of that stuff, a lot of that stuff needs to be transformed. And the way that God transforms us is through the Word of God and the Spirit of God. If you don't, Billy Walker, I love this brother. Our Sunday school teachers, you'll hear this here at Second Mile all the time. Get in the Word of God. 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 Why do we say that? Because it's the Word of God that will renew your mind. It'll transform you. And the Spirit of God does something wonderful when you're in the Word of God. And in the mornings, I'm sitting there reading the Word, and I told those interns the other day, somebody asked me, you're kind of emotional. Does God speak to you? And you know what I told them? Absolutely, He speaks to me. And I picked up that Bible and said, every time I open this book, He speaks to me. And you're no different from me. God will speak to you. And then the Spirit of God begins to work as you're in the Word of God, and then we talk to God through what? Prayer. That's this whole renewal process, and it gets us obedient to the Word. Transformation. I still meet people every now and then. My buddy Jimmy Amos is with us this morning, his wife Teresa, and Jimmy grew up with me, and I still run into people. And I haven't seen them in 40 or 50 years. And what are you doing now, Cal? Well, I'm a preacher. You're a what? And then I tell them, yeah, I'm a pastor. You're a pastor? I'm living proof. I'm the poster child that God is in the transformation business. He will transform your life. He will change you for His glory. And all that stuff begins up here in the mind. Y'all with me so far? So we need to surrender our mind to the Lord. And every time, as the child of God gets into the Word of God, he sees and experiences the Son of God and is changed by the Spirit of God and moves from glory to glory, from glory to glory. God's in the glory process of your life. He wants to get the glory out in your life, and he wants to change you from the inside. God loves me too much to leave me the way I am. Whoo, who am I preaching to here today? All of us need to be transformed on a regular basis. So we not only need to surrender our body, we need to surrender our mind. And then third and last, we need to surrender our will to God. Our will. Now, the body is controlled by the mind, and the mind is controlled by the will. And can I just be real upfront and transparent? Some of you all are killing yourself trying to find out what God's will is for your life. Can I tell you, there is nowhere in the Word of God that tells you you got to go hunt for God's will. It's God's responsibility to reveal His will for you. It's just our responsibility to do His will. Stay with me now. Did you hear what I just said? How many of you have ever asked, what's God's will for my life? God doesn't play hide and go seek with His will, folks. He wants to reveal, it's His responsibility to reveal His will to us. But first He's looking at me and my heart, my will, and He asks this question, are you willing to do whatever I want you to do? And if you're really struggling and you're confused about the will of God in your life, you probably need to surrender one or two or all three of these areas. Aren't you glad you came today? That's truth. Remember what Jesus prayed in the garden? Not my will, but thy will be done. Look at this. That you may, what's that next word? Prove. Prove. What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? The will of God is profitable for you and for me. It pays big dividends. The will of God is the best thing you can get for your life. Are you open to God's will for your life? Oh, I don't know if I am or not, Brother Cal. He might make a missionary out of me. I had somebody tell me, I think I'm open to God's will, but I sure don't want to do what you're doing talking to me. God's not going to reveal His best for you unless you're willing to do, Lord, I'm yours. I yield. I surrender. I submit. It's not what I want. It's what you want, Father. And then boom. And you know what I think? I believe God is calling some folks to the mission field in here. I believe God is calling some people into the ministry right here. I believe God is calling for a preacher or a pastor or someone who can sing for God's glory. I believe God's still calling people out for service. I will tell you, Billy just knew that he 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 knew he was supposed to teach God's word. Aren't y'all glad Billy surrendered to God's will to teach? Some of you have been called to teach the word of God. There's Melanie back there. She teaches the word of God to women on Mondays. Does a great job. What is it that God's calling you to do? Well, whatever He's calling you to do is what He wants you to do. It's His will, and it's profitable for you. You can't get it any better than to have God's will done in your life. It's the best. He's got a bigger, better plan for your life than you do. Oh, I want to be whatever. God's will is profitable and it's pleasing. He says that you may prove what is that good and acceptable. Do you know some of the most joy-filled believers that I know in life? They're just doing simply what God's called them to do. They're just doing His will. And some of the most miserable people I know are believers who are out of God's will. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. God's will is profitable for us. It's pleasing, and bless God, it's perfect. I said, it's perfect. Isn't that what it says? There's not anything any better for you than God's perfect will. I touched on this last week a little bit. You remember the tombstone stuff? Remember I told you there was a tombstone up in Illinois that said, I told you I was sick? Well, what I should have said was on every tombstone there's a birth date and there's a what? And then there's something in between those two dates. What do we call that?
Dash.
Yeah, the dash. Or the hyphen, whatever. And that dash speaks to whether or not how you lived your life, but more specifically, it speaks, did you do what God called you to do? Were you in the center of His will? That's what that dash tells people. And by the way, 1 John 2:17 says that those who do the will of God abide forever. Are you accomplishing God's purpose and plan for your life? Well, you can. If you'll surrender your body to the Lord today. Give your body, present your body to the Lord as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable act of service. And if you'll surrender your mind to Jesus, and don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And if you'll surrender your will to His will, man, God's will be profitable, pleasing, and perfect for you in your life. What an amazing word from heaven today. What an amazing, and here's the deal. Anytime you hear the Word of God preached, taught, read, there's a decision on your part that needs to be made. Am I going to say yes to what God's telling me to do? Not what I tell you. What is God telling you to do? Are you willing to surrender and submit everything on the altar this morning? Andrew, you come. Everyone bow your head, would you? It's decision time. The Bible says it's not God's will that any might perish, but that all might come to repentance. Did you know it is God's will, first and foremost, for you to be saved? For you to come to Jesus Christ and surrender to Him as the Lord of your life. And if you need to do that today, all you need to do is simply pray a childlike prayer of faith. God, I'm a sinner. My sins have separated me from you. And I believe Jesus paid the price for all my sin. And I know that Jesus is alive today. And so God, please accept my offer of surrender today. Save my soul. Come into my spirit and take over control of my life. I'll live for you whatever time I've got left. You need to do that if you're not sure about your relationship with God. And number two, some of you are out of God's will. You've never been baptized. You claim the name of Christ and you've never been immersed. And you need to come. Or maybe you're here and you're without a church family. You're without a church home. That's God's will for you. And maybe you're here and God's pricked your spirit this morning. And you know that you know that you know God's calling you into some area of ministry. And you need to step out and respond in obedience. You may not even know what it is, but you're just saying, Lord, I'm willing, I'm open, whatever you want to do. And I've laid it out there as best I can for you. And today, Will you say yes to Jesus in whatever area of obedience in your life you need to? Father, this is the most important time of the service. I pray the evil one would not distract us. And I pray that everyone here would walk in obedience and say yes to whatever it is you're calling us to do. Maybe somebody just needs to come and pray and try to understand what God's saying. Oh God, don't let us grieve or quench your spirit in this place today. Help us to say yes to you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. We're going to sing an invitational response hymn right now.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.